Hi, this is Melina from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
This is Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM's Metal Mondays.
IRC FM Metal Monday starts now. G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 23 of IRC FM Metal Monday. Down the pipes and into your ears each and every week at 11 on Channel IRC. You can also hear IRC FM at Trax Radio. Don't forget to subscribe via Pocket Cast on Shifty Jelly. And so that way you can get this podcast and many more. No restrictions, no borders, no problem. That's Pocket Cast by Shifty Jelly to download this and many other podcasts. Both for the iPhone, the iPod, the iPad, and also the Androids. Anywho, welcome to episode 23 of IRC FM Metal Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. Hope you enjoyed last week's show, where we had some awesome Kiwi talent. Today I'm doing another theme show, and this week I'm celebrating women in metal. Now I'm sure some people, when they think of women in metal, they think of groupies. And they also think of people in the band and their girlfriends. But no, I'm celebrating all the women who are actually up on stage, giving it their all, whether they be vocalists or whether they be musicians playing instruments. In some cases, they do both. And also, there's many women also behind the scenes, booking the bands, managing the bands, working the doors, doing merch, doing publicity and PR. So this episode is to all the ladies out there in the world of metal. Quite coincidentally, when I programmed this episode, I had no idea that this week, as I record this episode, it is actually International Women's Day on the 8th of March. So that just works out to be a nice coincidence. This episode is brought to you by Deadfest, promoted by Dead Man Industries. And some of the bands that you'll actually hear on today's show will be there. Indeed, there's a couple of them coming up. So we're going to go across and we're going to hear from Ashen Tide, who are female-fronted symphonic metal from LA, which sounds very, very cool indeed. Their new CD, it's self-titled, it's an EP that's available now. Via their website, and you can also for a limited time get a signed CD for the regular price, so that is rather cool. If you would like links to any of the bands that you hear on this week's episode, you can go to the show notes at IRCFMMetalMonday.com and go from there. Late in 2008, Overlord Tom began the search for others to share his love of melodic metal. They recruited Andrew, they recruited Lenore, they've done their self-titled EP. They've been influenced by everything from Beethoven to traditional folk to black metal and a lot more. So let's listen to them now from Los Angeles. This is Ashen Tide, and the song you're about to hear is called Purgatory. Thanks, Motus. Speaking of females in metal.
Please, my life.
Well, we snuck back into Australia there with an awesome song called The Chaos by Alice, and they come to us from down in Victoria, down in Melbourne. I actually found out about these guys courtesy of Brad, the drummer from Foundry Road, which is absolutely awesome. So if you know of a band that I should know about, let me know. All the contact information you need is on the show notes at irkfmmetalmonday.com. I may know about them or I may not know about them. There's so many metal bands out there, especially those independent and unsigned. I don't know about every single one. But at least come to us from Melbourne. They are the amalgamation of powerful melodies, emotive lyrics and high energy stage presence. They combine raw emotion and passion with drive and intensity. Thriving on the adrenaline of live shows, they continue to gain momentum and leave crowds wanting more with every show. Before that, we go over to New Jersey in the US with Orin, and they were born and raised in the Garden State. The members not only live but breathe music. Their eclectic direction has molded into a style of hard rock, which they have developed an approach so they may continue, progress and modernize that nature of raw emotional rock music from generations past. They're influenced by basically anything from classical up to metal. Some of their influences including Led Zeppelin, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Tool, amongst some of the others, and Pink Floyd as well. So they're from New Jersey, and they sounded absolutely awesome. Their debut full-length album, The Pre-Inspired Symphony, is currently available on iTunes and all the usual downloady places. Now we're going to move on to our next band, who come to us from Chicago, Illinois, and we are going to hear from Shield of Wings, and they're more symphonic metal. Based out of the Chicagoland area, Shield of Wings is a symphonic metal band comprising of Grace, James, Patrick and Jeff. Over the years, the band lineup has changed, developing its own unique style of writing, music direction and style. While the band has evolved through its members' progressing abilities and imaginations, the music's essence has remained true and embedded deep within the lyrics. And so from Shield of Wings, we're about to hear now a song called Solarium. And so what I could have done, I could have put Ashentide and Shield of Wings together. But what I've basically done for the first half of the episode is to play these songs basically in the order that I received them. So here's Shield of Wings. You're listening to IRC FM Metal Monday, celebrating women in metal. We'll be right back. Have you heard of borderline death metal from Brazil? Well, you have now. That was Subliminal Poison with their song that was called Point Blank. And Subliminal Poison, as I said, they're from Brazil. They've actually got a competition running at the moment as I record this, although depending on when you're listening to it, you would have to check with the guys in the band. If you go to their Facebook page, there's a link off their main website, and like their page, you could be in the running to win a band t-shirt, so I think that's rather cool. After playing in several bands together, Erica on vocals and guitar and Pedro on keys decided to take their creative partnership to another level. It was early 2010 when Subliminal Poison was founded. It was about time that they made clear that their music was to be taken seriously. Some time passed as they focused on writing and refining new material, and it was early in March 2011 when David on bass joined forces with the band. And so from Brazil, some borderline death metal. Prior to that, we heard from Siren's Cry with their song called Auditory and Sins. And Siren's Cries are from Vienna. They put themselves in the progressive metal category. A powerful mixture between progressive and symphonic finesse, that's probably the best way to describe Siren Cry's music. It all started when Phil and Katie teamed up to create something that was on one side melodic and accessible, and on the other side showed complexity without sacrificing energy and power. Joined by Michael on keys and Frederick on drums, a strong team was formed, and in 2010, Soren completed the formation on bass. They recorded their demo Draconian Spectrum in 2008, and then they gathered musical material for their first album, Scattered Horizons. So they've performed in Austria at the Escape Metal Fest on the Headbangers Ball together with Victor Smolsky and P.V. Wagner, members of Rage, The Night of Power as co-headliner and as support for various bands leading up to their first headliner show at the Power, Prog and Glam event. So that was Siren's Cry. Now we're about to head off. Now you'd think we'd be heading off to Venice with this next band. They're called Dead End in Venice, but they're actually German. They're not. They don't come from Venice as you might think. The members in the band have known each other since their childhood. In 2008. Dead End in Venice was formed, and the plan was to head straight away forward. After two demo recordings in 2008-2009, the work on their first album began in 2010. With their partially traditional Gothenburg style combined with metalcore influences, the sound got kind of unique. Female voices and the power of melodic death metal, there's an interesting combination, melodic death metal, was once the aim. So this is Dead End of Venice, and the song we're about to hear seems appropriate for a metal show in some regards. This is Hate Sweet Hate.
Rebellion, rapture, and fear. Rebellion.
making a return to Irk FM Metal Monday. That was the Black Bellies with their song Infatuation. And before that, we heard another return to Irk FM Metal Monday, in this case, Die So Fluid, with their song called Raven. Die So Fluid are from the UK. I found those guys recently via the Wonders of Facebook, which is absolutely awesome. Now, Die So Fluid, you might remember them a couple of weeks ago. I had Rolly from the Dark Compass Metal Show on with me, and we discussed Die So Fluid at some length. Rolly's been lucky enough to see them live in London. I haven't been, but he assures me that they're awesome live, and I have no reason to doubt his musical taste. He's never sent me wrong yet, has Rolly. Die So Fluid are the modern incarnation of a power trio. Their sonic identity possesses the muscle of metal, the angular cheekbones of post-punk, and the bittersweet heart of grunge. And so they first surfaced in 2001. So they've been around for some time now. We heard from the Black Bellies. They are from the Netherlands. And some of their influences include Die So Fluid, and that's first band off the list on their influences. Thin Lizzy, Slayer, Foo Fighters, The Donners, Weezer, Megadeth, AC/DC, and a lot more. The Doors, The Zombies, Led Zeppelin. So many influences there. From the Netherlands, that was the Black Bellies. And some really, really cool songs there. Now we're going to move on to a couple of bands that you will be able to see at Deadfest if you are in Sydney on the 10th of March at the Valve Bar at Tempe. We're about to hear from Modus, who you can hear in the background. I attended their album launch recently. They have had a show recently, but I was at another gig watching Hard as Nails. But I'm looking forward to seeing Modus and seeing what they've got up their sleeve after their album launch. Their album launch is going to be a difficult night to top, but Deadfest is going to be absolutely awesome, with many of the bands who have appeared on Irk FM Metal Monday before, including Modus, including Empirical, who will follow Modus on this episode, Foundry Road, Nazjap, they'll be there as well. Unfortunately, we won't be seeing War Faction, or we won't be seeing Tensions Arise that we've been promoting will be there, unfortunately, but there's lots of great music, not only metal as well. So if you like your rock, you'll be able to see Domino, and you'll be able to see Lab 64 as well. So from Modus, they're absolutely awesome. You know that if you've been a long-term listener. I've played them often. We'll be speaking to all of the bands at Deadfest for next week's episode. But from Modus now, we are going to hear one of my many favourite songs, Villains and Loopholes.
Modus, and you're listening to Irk FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Modus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Modus, and you're listening to Irk FM.
This is Michael from Modus, and you're listening to Irk FM's Metal Mondays. Cuts.
see, front and center, look at me. Ironic that you see and shout. Watered down and so washed out. A testing merit down the drain. Leeching off above the stain. No, you don't fool us for 1 second. I can see straight through this disguise. You are nothing but a shallow imitation. We won't take this sick perversion anymore. And plastic gods, we know what you really are. You babble, babble, bitch. Bitch, but never had the stitches itch. I can see it in your eyes. The soft rain has passed you by. How is it you can even breathe? Suffocating serenity. No, you don't fool us for 1 second. See straight through this disguise. You are nothing but a shallow imitation. We won't take this sick perversion anymore. Anymore.
from Heaven the X, and you're listening to IRC FM Metal Mondays. Woo!
Seed and it roots around those evil weeds, and some are dignified, some untaken. Aching feet.
Listen.
from Melbourne. That's Heaven the Axe with their song Get Your Devil to Do It. Prior to that, we heard from the Krepta Children with their song called Possessed. And prior to that, we heard from Empirical with their song A Sheep in Goth Clothing. I'll be seeing Empirical on Saturday at Deadfest. Have I mentioned Deadfest? Are you in Sydney? If so, and if you like metal, you like this show, you should be at Deadfest. That's all I have to say about that. Lots of great bands are going to be there, and I'll be chatting with them, and you'll be hearing the results of that next week on episode 24 of Irk FM Metal Monday. Empirical, they are from the central coast of New South Wales. They're doing some absolutely awesome stuff. Many of the people who hear Empirical for the first time can't believe their vocalist. And I know I couldn't believe it either when I first saw the band. Great bunch of people, as are many of the local metal people that I know. After Empirical, we heard from the Krepta Children, who I recently saw in Sydney, and I'm looking forward to seeing them again. Whether I have to see them in Sydney if they come up here, or if I indeed go down to Canberra for some metal, I haven't done that yet, or Melbourne. The Melbourne scene is apparently quite impressive for all the people in the industry that I talk to. They love the metal scene and the music scene in general down in Melbourne. Originally from Perth, the Krepta Children have relocated to Melbourne. Last I read, they were looking for a new drummer, but they're actually a three-piece, and their guitarist is absolutely the maddest metal guitarist I have ever seen. You really have to see those guys live to get the full effect there. And we had Heaven the Axe with their song Get Your Devil to Do It. Now, Phoebe, the lead vocalist from Heaven the Axe, I recently interviewed her on Irk FM Extra episode number 5. Check that out at irkfmextra.com. It was a rather interesting and a rather frank interview that I enjoyed a lot. And I enjoy their music. Haven't seen them live yet, but from the couple of people that I've spoken to on the local scene who have seen them, they really talk the band up, and I can hear why when I hear the tracks. We have one song to go before we say goodbye for this episode, and so it is for that reason that I have selected this next song in particular. It's called Farewell by Silent Opera. Now, Silent Opera, if I go to those guys, Silent Opera, let me tell you where they come from. They come from Italy. They've just had a reshuffle actually in their band. And so what you might be hearing is the slightly older material, but that's fine anyway. A big thank you to Axel from Rock and Growl Promotions in Germany, who supplied me with a couple of the tracks on this week's episode, and I've got a couple of others that's coming down the pipes to me as well. So this is Silent Opera, and this is the song called Farewell. I'll be back right after this song to wrap things up for Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com.
I can't evade you.
Well, it seems like we've had a fair bit of symphonic metal on this episode of Irk FM Metal Monday. That was Song and Opera with their song called Farewell. And they describe themselves as symphonic visual metal. So I'm not sure exactly what visuals I am missing because this is an audio podcast. But they sounded cool. And you don't necessarily get what you expect on that song when you hear the piano or the keys. You think, okay, this is going in some direction. Have I picked the right song? And then as it gets going, it gets a bit harder. So thank you to everyone for listening. As I said, there's some great women in metal that I know. And there's so many bands that I could choose from. There's probably a whole heap of female-fronted and, females in bands who aren't necessarily front women who I could have selected. This is just a mere selection of some of the tracks that I like from female bands and also some that have been submitted to me recently. The majority of the tracks were supplied directly by the artist, but we also had a couple of tracks there from our Rock and Growl promotion. Thanks once again to Axel, who's come on board, which is absolutely awesome. Now, next week, of course, the show will be slightly different. It'll be pretty similar to what the Very Metal Christmas special was last year, so it'll be an extended episode, some interviews, and I'm not exactly sure about how the music will be at this stage, but we'll be good regardless of what happens. I want to give you a feel of what it was like to be at Deadfest, even if you weren't there. And if you can be there, get your ass to a gig. Anywho, on this episode we have heard from Ashen Tide, Orin, Elise, Shield of Wings, Siren's Cry, Sublimial Poison, Dead End in Venice, Dysoth Thud, The Black Bellies, Amadeus, Empirical, Heaven the Axe, and Silent Opera. All music on this episode of Irk FM was supplied directly by the artist and used with permission or under agreements with various music content providers, in this case Rock and Growl Management and Promotion. Join me next week. If you're a new listener, you can also go back to Irk FM Metal Monday previous episodes. My advice to you might be to find a band that you like or find a theme show that you like and start from there and then work your way back. You can find the show notes and all you need to know, including subscriptions, feed information, how to submit your music, and a lot more. If you also like metal and you haven't had enough metal on Irk FM Metal Monday, check out Dark Compass Metal Show with my buddy Rolly there from England. And Kimmy, when are you coming back to the Metal Deli? Check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting as well, musicpodcasting.org. Until next time, I'm Irk. I'm preparing for a massive day at Deadfest next week. If you're in the area, Valve Bar Tempe, from about lunchtime, throughout the afternoon and evening, I'm Irk. Don't hate me because I'm metal. It's been a lot of fun, and good night into it.